The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to Winnipeg. The San Jose Sharks, following a very disappointing loss in Chicago, traveled across the border last night without any incidents whatsoever. And here we are in the middle of the country, essentially North Dakota North. And it's not even winter yet, Drew, and that is a plus.
Yeah, we are known for a few things in Canada, especially in the prairies. I'm from just next door in Saskatchewan. And the one thing that you can be guaranteed of is that winter, when it hits, will be brutally unfair and awful. And that's why we praise every day when we get to wake up in a place like San Jose, California.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, greatest place to live in the world as far as I'm concerned. Tonight is Connor Hellebuyck night.
Yeah.
And Connor Hellebuyck is going to have the Jennings Trophy and the Vezina Trophy in the building. It's going to be a big hoopla. The Winnipeg Jets fans are really passionate about the fact that they have a National Hockey League team. Think about it. It's about the size of Fresno. And the team is a good hockey team that's very interesting to watch. Tonight should be fascinating.
This is a team that's been good for a long time. And the one thing that's really interesting about Winnipeg is that the Winnipeg Jets have the wealthiest owner in the league as far as net worth goes. The Winnipeg Jets have been really good for a long time, but have not been able to really advance through the playoffs with any big significance. If you look at Dallas in the last 2 years, how far they've ran. You look at Colorado getting the Stanley Cup and winning it, Vegas getting the Stanley Cup and winning it, Edmonton getting deep in the playoffs now the last 2 years in a row. So when you look at Winnipeg, they haven't really been able to do that, and they should be, because they have Connor Hellebuyck. They've got an outstanding defense, and you're talking about Josh Morrissey is one of the best defensemen in the National Hockey League. You look at their forward groups. Kyle Connor is, every game, a threat. Mark Scheifele, they're physical with Adam Lowry in his line. They are a smart, good, hard team to play against, and they play a great brand of hockey. Last year in the playoffs, they loaded up a little bit, and then Connor Hellebuyck was awful, for lack of a better word.
It wasn't even average.
His numbers were horrendous, and Colorado destroyed them. So there are as many things that are good about the Winnipeg Jets. The fans, passionate as can be, but they're wanting the Jets to take that next step to not only a playoff team, because they are a playoff team, to a championship caliber team. And I really think that's the hardest thing to do. I really think going from good to great is, for a general manager and for a hockey team, is really tough.
What about going from out of the playoffs to in?
Well, nowadays in the National Hockey League, it's hard.
That's what I think.
It's really hard. When we did it in 93-94, it wasn't as hard. I shouldn't say it wasn't as hard. That was a hard year. But the game's different now. The talent level is, even though there's more teams, there's more talent.
But you've also got the three-point game, so it's harder to make ground.
Yeah, we get the loser point in there. I'm going to be starting on that, Danny. You win, you lose. In baseball, you go 18 innings and you still lose the game. You don't get a point, or you don't get a game. But anyway.
I don't mind ties, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Ties were great back in there at Arturo Zerbe. His favorite thing was a tie. When you look at the way that this season has started for the Sharks, and you look at where they want to go, and ultimately, I said it off the start of the year, I'll continue to say it, playoffs should be their goal. And if it's not, then, you know, what are you here for? I talked to Will Smith the other day after, just before the Chicago game. I said, how are the mentals? And he went, fine. He said, we're 3 games in. He said, it's coming. And you have to take care of the mentals nowadays more than anything. We pay more attention to the mentals now than anything, because that's important. It's what you're thinking is almost as important as how you're playing, because one equals the other. Physically and mentally, you have to be strong. And this league can kick the crap out of you. It's unfair. It's hard to develop in this league. Ryan Warsawski, you just talked to him. This is, even though this is not a development league, the Sharks are in a situation where they have to develop on the fly. They're trying to make up for lost ground from the past few years. So it's very difficult to go from the non-playoff team and 18 wins to a playoff team. And with the exception of last night against Chicago, we were seeing some good signs. But it's never linear. We know that.
The stock market chart.
Yeah, exactly. It's up and down and up and down and up and down. The key is don't stay down too long.
So, about last night, it wasn't very, very good, was it? It was, in fact, a situation where they just didn't have it from the very start of the game. Unfortunate that Vitek Vanacek was put in that situation. Tonight, we've got Hellebuyck in for the Jets, and we've got Mackenzie Blackwood back in for the Sharks. But the big news is that Will Smith will not be playing as part of the plan that the Sharks have always had. In terms of load management, this is the first back-to-back that we've got, so it doesn't surprise me that regardless of how many points he's had in the first four games, he probably wasn't going to play this game and was probably going to watch. But we also have some news about William Eklund. Last night, we said, well, we're going to have to watch warm-ups to see if he's playing because he has an upper body problem that's not really classified as an injury yet. We saw him in warm-ups in the morning. We saw him in warm-ups before the game. He looked fine, had a couple of assists, played well. But today we get the news that he is going to be out of the lineup because of what is now termed as an upper body injury. So that means that Daniil Gushin gets in. Big opportunity for him to get back in and show what he showed us in the preseason. But on the other side of it, I think Givani Smith could be a factor tonight if he basically plays to his strengths. Against the Winnipeg team, you got the likes of Adam Lowry in there. You got Mason Appleton. You got Barron. You've got, you know, guys that are not easy to play against in those third and fourth lines. I think Giovanni could add a spark.
Giovanni Smith, Clint Costin, and Daniil Gushin have huge opportunities right here, right now, today. The coaching staff's high on him, really high on him, and they should be. He's skilled. He's huge. He's tough. But last night, he was a physical non-factor, and he should never be a physical non-factor because he's so strong and so tough. It doesn't, I don't mean to go out and fight, but go through people, especially defensive zone. A couple times you cheat in the offensive side. Daniil Gushin, he's going to be playing on a top line. That's where he needs to play. He's not a third liner, he's not a fourth liner, he's a first or second liner. That's his skill level. And hopefully he understands how important this game could be for his career.
No question. And, you know, the thing is, he played on the fourth line the first game.
Yeah.
If he does some of the things when he doesn't have the puck that he actually tried to do in that game, along with his skills in the top six role, that could work.
It could work very much. And Givani Smith has to be noticeable, physically noticeable. On that fourth line, he's got to be up and down the wing. He's got to be finishing checks. He's got to be tracking back hard. He's got a lot of tools. And Giovanni, if he can figure out how to make sure those minutes that he plays, which won't be a lot, won't be substantial, are impactful and helpful, that he maybe helped grab some momentum, this will be a game that, again, important for him.
Talk about the mentals for Will Smith today. He's going to be up in the press box. He's going to be watching. What do you want him to do if you're his coach? Do you want him to sit next to you to talk to you? One of the guys upstairs, do you want him to take certain notes? What do you want him to do?
I want him to read the game from upstairs and understand that he's got more time than he thinks he has. To understand the other players on the ice, on the opposition team, the good ones, what they do. Guys that are similar to him in their ability. Watch Scheifele, what he does. Watch Kyle Connor, what he does. Watch Tyler Toffoli, what he does. You're watching Tyler Toffoli because you're on the bench, but now you're watching it. You and I know both of them. Upstairs, you can see everything. Watch those guys who are proven NHL players, veterans, good players, really good players. See what they do. See if how that meshes with your game.
We'll see how they do tonight. We'll be on the air at 4:30. Alex Stalock and I will have the call on the Sharks Audio Network. Drew will be on the television with Randy on NBC Sports California. That's it for the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.